first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Margie Kern Marshall tells us the story of the Christmas cactus.
She was a shameful exhibitionist. There she was, outrageously showing off her beauty for all to see. She was my Christmas cactus blooming again, and I had to take her to my daughter. It was a family tradition. It started long ago when my mother had a Christmas cactus that stubbornly refused to bloom at Christmas time, but would burst forth several times a year unexpectedly. Sometimes at Thanksgiving, when we would call her our Thanksgiving cactus. Sometimes she was our Valentine's cactus or our Easter cactus. Sometimes she even lived up to her name and bloomed at Christmas time. One day, my mom appeared on my doorstep in November and gifted me with a cactus in glorious bloom. When it bloomed again at Easter time, I surprised Mom with a return of the cactus. Thus the tradition started. We never knew exactly when it would bloom, and it always appeared as a surprise and a loving gift. Through the years, she grew so large and bounteous that my husband would carry her to the car and carefully pack her in the back seat. When my daughter returned to Santa Cruz, we began carrying on the tradition. We even displayed it at the Museum of Art and History during their Valentine's Day exhibit. I don't know when my daughter will return it, but it will be a long-anticipated gift of renewed life and love.
Margie Kern Marshall is a retired educator living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.